You'll never hear me refer to myself as a cage fighter. I hate that term. The term cage fighting, you'll never hear the UFC refer to their athletes as cage fighters. You know, we're fighters, yes, we're martial artists and athletes. Cage fighting, that came, you know, people were trying to capitalise on the sport and market it for the wrong reasons. Two men enter, one man leave and all that. You know, it's just absolutely ridiculous. You know, there's never been a death or a serious injury in the history of the sport. So I just wanted to make that clear. I refer to myself as an athlete. I'm a mixed martial artist, a fighter. I train a ridiculous... The amount of time it takes to prepare for a fight is ridiculous, you know. My day starts at 6:30. I run 3 miles every morning. I'm back in the gym at 10 o'clock. 3 hours there. Eat, sleep the afternoon, train another 2 hours in the evening, and then do it again the next day, and that's 6 days a week. You're going to be highly disciplined. Obviously, there's no drinking. Your diet is going to be very, very important. Obviously, with the amount of training we do, recovery is very important, and diet plays a huge, huge part in that. So you've got to eat the correct foods. Obviously, we have... a certain weight category to make as well, so that's a factor. So the diet's got to be perfect, the training's very intense and very hard. I have a kickboxing coach, a boxing coach, a wrestling coach, I have a strength and conditioning coach, I have a nutritionist. You know, these aren't the things that thugs fighting in cages would have, you know.
We look at somebody like Ricky Hatton. You're talking about how, you know, you cut out the drinking, there's no drinking or stuff in the run-up to a fight. Somebody like Ricky Hatton was a guy who, between fights, would balloon up in weight and stuff like that and then get into ring shape for a fight in the, you know, 12 weeks up to a fight or whatever. Do you take things on a more consistent basis? Are you kind of thinking to yourself, well, look, I'm always effectively in training for a fight?
Well, I try to. I'm 31 now, and I think when I turned 30, I turned over a new leaf. I used to let myself go a little bit in between fights. Well, in my earlier days, I used to fight a lot more frequently before I fought for the UFC. And so then I was constantly in training. When I'm training for a UFC fight, it's 3 months of hard, intense work, so the body needs a little bit of time off. And you eat some food and, you know, I go out and have a few beers with the boys from time to time, I'm not going to lie. But it's got to be in moderation. Now, as I'm getting a little bit older, obviously, you know, you've got to take care of yourself a little bit more. It's not as easy to do as when you're 25. I try and maintain a certain level of fitness and try and watch my diet, you know. For example, this time, I only went over by my weight limit by a few pounds, you know. So, obviously, you know, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, so you want to enjoy yourself to a certain extent. But this is what I do. I get paid well for it. It's a sport I'm passionate about. I enjoy it, and I have to act professional.
We're looking ahead to the next UFC event in London. It's a little under 3 weeks away as we speak. Sold out show, O2 Arena. 18,000 people there or something. Taking on a guy called Yoshihiro Akiyama, a Japanese guy. Or I think actually is he from Korea?
You put me on the spot there. As far as I know, he's Japanese. Certainly sounds Japanese. Yoshihiro Akiyama, he's a fantastic fighter. He's lost one fight in the last 5 years. He's a superstar in Japan. He's a supermodel. They call him Sexy Armor as opposed to Akiyama. He's a singer, he's an actor, and he's also a very, very good fighter. So it's quite a high-profile fight. It's main event at the O2 Arena, which is, for me, fantastic. As you said, in front of a sold-out crowd. It's going to be a very, very exciting fight. This guy, he's had two fights, and he used to fight in another promotion in Japan called Pride, which is basically the Japanese version of the UFC. Now he's fighting in the UFC. He's two fights in the UFC, have both been fighting tonight. His last fight was candidate for fight of the year. I consider myself a pretty exciting fighter as well. So I think on paper, this has all the ingredients for a very, very exciting fight. He has a never back down attitude, so do I. I'm looking to knock him out. He's looking to knock me out. You know, it's going to be a great fight. You know, I just wish I could sit front row and watch it, you know. So, it's going to be good.
So your main event in your home country, 16,000, 20,000 people or whatever, there are other fighters who are perhaps not from North America who sort of want to become the next Michael Bisping in terms of being able to be a guy who can go into a new territory or go into a new country and be the star. How much pressure does that put on you to sort of think, well, look, I'm the guy carrying Britain, if you like, in terms of UFC?
Well, you know, I mean, that was perhaps the case a few years ago. Now there's a whole stable of great talent in the UK. The UFC have a roster of UK fighters on the books now, and, you know, you just got to look at this card, for example. This fight card, you know, I think it's 6 or 7 UK guys on it. But obviously, you know, I mean, I do have a certain position in UK mixed martial arts, and I'm very proud of that. I've worked hard to achieve it. You know, nothing's been given to me on a plate. I've worked for everything I've got, and I want to maintain that. I want to keep hold of it. You know, I still want to be at the top of the food chain in 5 years to come. I still haven't won a title yet. You know, I've been close to having a world title, but I haven't achieved that yet. That's obviously one of my goals and my dreams, and that's what pushes me. That's what gets me out of bed every morning. You know, it's easy. The fight on the night is the easy part. It's easy in front of 20,000 people to go out there and fight and get the, you know, the applause of the crowd, and you get paid and all the rest of it. Getting out of bed at 6:30 a.m. that's the hard part, you know, and that's what, and be, hopefully being the world champion one day is what drives me to get out of bed and do that every morning.